Medea was the infamous princess of the kingdom of Colchis. She was daughter to King Aetes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried to under her father. She killed the serpent guardian, the fleeces, and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aetes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Iolcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle Peleus was now in office, blocking Jason's right to the throne of Iolcus. Medea promised the daughters of Peleus that her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she was no longer a peer in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not spare punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her plot. Medea savored her base plans as her children played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poisoned crown about Glauke's head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason had sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There was no fair pair of boys that her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal by her husband Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such a bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting or fought fairly. I made you, Jason. Betrayed my own father, my royal line. Ran mad for you, after you, to Iolcus Peleus' palace. More passion than sense. I killed King Peleus to keep you secure. Killed him by tricking his loving daughters to unwitting patricide. Horror and another royal household destroyed. Where am I to go? To my father's house, perhaps? Oh, yes. The father I betrayed to go with you. To Peleus' daughters. They'd welcome me with open arms, that glad we did the old man in. This is the state I am in. My friends and my family are history. They hate me now. I made enemies of everyone I ever loved for you. Hurt those I had no need to hurt for you. And in return you made me the happiest woman in Greece. Envied by all, what a husband, lucky woman, you could 100% trust him. To betray you! And here's his wedding present to himself. Ruthless penury for his discarded beggar, wife and brats.
Okay.
My name is Michaela and I am from the Czech Republic. I study English since I was 11, which means it's 11 years now. And I feel like in Czech Republic, people speak English just because they are taught English, just because they feel that it will be benefit for them in future, but actually they are not using it. So I don't feel like pronunciation is important in Czech Republic. Everybody speaks as they want. So yeah, I really don't like the way how English is pronounced and used in Czech Republic, because people just say the words and in their own way, and then it sounds really silly. So I feel it's more like we are taught in English way, in British way, but the pronunciation is more, people try to speak more like in American accent. And it doesn't work. It just doesn't work in the way how Czech people try to do it. Yeah, and this is my first time in English-speaking country. So I've been here since September and now it's 7 months. So yeah, I feel like my English maybe got better a little bit. And I also discovered this accent situation that everybody has completely different accent, and you can learn so many accents, and it's really interesting.